Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. Today, I'm talking to Dr. Max Fleury, a medical doctor from Orléans, France, who has written a very important book called The Faith Link. And we're going to hear today about how things actually happen in your brain when people pray. And there are all kinds of scientific studies about this that are little known, and now they're in this important new book. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
That tiny two-letter word, if, it's the hinge on the door of possibilities. Some of us are stuck in the if-onlys and if I would've, if I could've. And our life is measured by regret. But God can turn our ifs and our regrets into a what-if attitude, a faith that looks forward to the future with holy confidence. You know, there's 1,784 ifs in the Bible. The most significant, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me ask you that today as you're listening. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who could be against your dreams and your hopes and all that it is that God has promised you? It's a game changer. God is always on our side, every day, in every way. You can find the book, If, at ifbook.com. It's published by the Baker Publishing Group. I really hope you get a hold of this book and stop using the word if in your life and start thinking about now. The ifbook.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Dr. Fleury. You and I have known each other for several years, and I've even had the privilege of visiting you there in Orléans, France. Tell me why you wrote this book.
Hello, Steve. It's nice to talk to you from over the Atlantic. I've been interested in that subject because of my background. I'm both a medical doctor and MD, and I'm a practicing medical doctor, family practitioner. And I've been also a believer for 30 years now, and more than 30 years. And I've been even been a pastor for a church for quite a number of years. So I've been always interested in faith and healing. And I try to search this subject, looking for medical evidences, publications on that subject. And to my great surprise, there was a lot of studies that have been undergone in that subject and that have even been published in some important peer-reviewed medical journals. So the matter is huge, and I started to say, wow, there are so much things that have been published on that subject. And I decided to write a book to teach the Christian, saying, look, the faith healing it has been proven by scientific evidence. That is amazing.
And when I heard about this, I got all excited because even though there are quite a number of studies, which you document in the book, it's not very well known because the medical community doesn't basically talk to the pastors and vice versa. And I thought it was important to put it in a book. You present it so well. You lay out the evidence almost like you're making an argument in court or something. I mean, I was just fascinated by how you laid out the evidence and told about some of these studies where even things happen in the brain scientifically when you pray and so forth. Tell us more about that.
Yes, because now we are able to see, literally, to see the brain functioning. We have functional IRM, you know, imaging by magnetic resonance. And so we can see the brain, what happens in the brain when you do something, when you think something, when you think about something. We can see what happened really in real time in the brain. So some people, some researchers started to study people who are praying in tongues, for instance, or praying or meditating on God, on the Word of God. And they started to see that a lot of things were happening in the brain, and prayer and meditation was, in fact, producing a mental state which was beneficial for the health through a number of channels. For instance, through the immune system, for instance. It's one of the channels by which the enhanced brain mental state is beneficial for health and healing.
Well, I got so excited about this when I actually read the book. I sent copies to different ministries that are involved in praying for the sick because I said, this is like medical backup for what you do. It isn't just a matter of saying we believe we're healed or we are sensing something from the Holy Spirit about being healed, but this actually works. It actually happens. I think we need to get this word out far and wide, and I think that's why we published the book.
For a number of years, I've been following the Christian community and the Christian leaders, etc. And for a number of years, especially in the charismatic circles, we have been thinking, well, we don't need science. We have proved that God is real, and we know in our hearts that Jesus is risen from the dead. And we don't need science. We don't need evidence to prove that. Well, that can be okay, but in another way, the secularists and the materialists are attacking the Christian faith. So we need arguments, we need informations, and we need to know that some people are studying those facts. They are studying people who pray, they are studying people who receive prayer, and they are, what they discover is quite amazing, and so we need to know that, because I'm okay, we just the Word of God, just the Bible is enough. But if we can have some proof that what we believe is really the truth demonstrated by studies, that is better again.
Amen. I believe that. And I just want to encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of this book. It's called The Faith Link by Dr. Max Fleury, M.D. And Fleury is spelled F-L-E-U-R-Y. And it's scientific proof that your belief determines your health. In fact, I want to invite you back to the Strang Report to talk about health in general, but I felt it was important to lay a groundwork about the scientific aspect of this. And of course, we were able to only scratch the surface. The book goes into such depth. It's well-researched. There are all kinds of footnotes and references to medical journals and scientific studies. And I just congratulate you and applaud you for the way you put it together. And it's, you know, these are not well known. Many of them are from America, but, you know, someone like me doesn't even really know they exist because I don't really study that. And then mm-hmm. for someone from France to discover this, put together this book, and just, you know, kind of come back over to America in a manner of speaking with, you know, your book coming out, I just think that's so fascinating. And it's just so like God to do things in a way that is unexpected that we would never think of ourselves. So congratulations to you. And let me just let you close by maybe some of your thoughts about the importance of faith and healing and God's Word and the Holy Spirit. And then maybe you could pray for our listeners.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for your congratulations. I don't know if I deserve it, but I accept it. Thank you very much. I think that we are now in front of really an open door because of this research ongoing now and a growing interest in that field from not believers, not pastors, not leaders of church, but from interest from scientific, because something is happening when you believe. Something is happening in your brain, in your immune system, in your whole body, when you pray and when you receive prayer. And we are going to see more and more and more of this. And very recently, the World Psychiatric Association, conjoint with the World Health Organization, published a statement saying that psychiatrists should include the spirituality in their approach of the psychiatric pathology and of the psychiatric treatment. And this is just a revolution. I don't know if we can realize that the World Psychiatric Association say that spirituality is good for the patients, because some years ago they were saying that, well, religion was the opium of the people, you know. And this is really an intellectual and a spiritual revolution, really. And I just want to pray that the Holy Spirit can open up the mind, our minds, to those things, and that our faith in God and in the Word of God should be strengthened by all these data that I'm presenting in the book. And I'm praying for blessing of all the sick people who are listening to this program, and saying that you have good reason to put your trust in God and in the Word of God, and continue to pray, continue to receive healing through prayer and through the Holy Spirit. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Dr. Max Fleury, for being with us. Thank you for writing the book, The Faith Link. And thank you to our listeners for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Baker Publishing Group. To find out more about their new book called If by Mark Batterson, just visit ifbook.com. I want to spell that because it sounds odd. ifbook.com. The If Book by noted author Mark Batterson. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.